Because looks are everything.
Get down. The Autobright Direct Podcast.
Boom. What the hell was that? That's
my scary voice.
That's your scary voice.
Petrified then.
Jeez. Bless you. Welcome to another Autobright podcast.
Autofright podcast.
And today, this is a Halloween special.
Ooh. Spooky. Oh, that's what that was about, is it?
Yeah. Ooh. I'm just looking on my thing here, making sure it's recording. Yeah, it's recording, yeah.
Cool. That's always good, isn't it?
It's a good start. Welcome, Dale.
Good to be here.
Welcome, Kev.
Hello.
Are you scared?
No.
Are you scared, Dale?
Yeah, case Kev. Gas is in the room. It's quite a small room.
Deadly gas.
I'm not the one who had cheese and broccoli soup for dinner.
Oh, that was
it. Should be that end you should be worried about.
What on earth?
It's nice, I like it.
It stunk, it was like feet.
It smells of sweaty feet, it does.
It was like after Sunday dinner smell.
You know all about that, Kevin.
It was pungent after Christmas dinner smell, that's what it was.
Anyway, forget smells, let's talk about horror and scary things. So this is the Autobright Halloween podcast.
Yes.
Halloween. I love Halloween. Are you looking forward to Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's good, isn't it?
Do you actually do anything on Halloween?
No.
Yeah, he stays in.
Do I do anything for anything?
Draws the curtains and makes sure he doesn't answer the bloody door.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you then, Dale. What happens? So what do you do when the kids are knocking on your door saying trick or treat?
Stay quiet.
Go upstairs and throw a bucket of cold water over them.
Put your curtains across.
Yeah, turn all the lights off.
Yeah, you do that when you get in from work. Yeah.
Actually, with being small, I dress up as a kid and go see if I can get some chocolate for free.
Do your kids go out for trick-or-treating, Kevin?
They normally do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Luna leave at least one of us in the house just to answer the door to other people.
Do you tax their wares when they get back, Kev?
Like, I tax their wares?
Yeah. And they come back with a bucket of chocolate.
Well, it's not when they come back with stuff they don't like. It's like, I'll have that. But no, it's not there long enough normally. You'll eat most of it before they get back.
So who goes, you or Nicole?
Norman Nicole takes the kids a nice day in and answer the door to all the non-annoying children.
Cool.
Yeah.
Maybe just sit behind the front door rather than keep getting up and down.
You're doing something really special this Halloween, aren't you?
This Halloween? Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually in Florida this Halloween for the...
Today.
Yeah. It's like a Universal. I forget what it's called. It's not Scarefest, but it's... I can't remember what it's called now. But yeah, it's like a Scarefest times 10.
Cool. So you got all the characters dressing up
and
trying to kill you.
Apparently, when you go into walk into Universal, you have to scan your cards and the gates are shut. And the other side of the gates, you can see, you know, Michael Myers, you can see Scream Man, you can see Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And when them gates open, they just charge at you.
Wow.
And it's like...
So you just throw the kids forward and then run off,
basically. So, but they come up to you and it's like... They're not in your face, but they, you know, they try to scare you, basically.
Yeah. Enough give you a quivering bottom.
Quivering bottom.
Maybe. The hairs will stand on the back of your neck. That's
cool.
Probably. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
They go big, though, in America with Halloween.
They do it right, don't they, in America? Yeah. But I do like Halloween. Which brings me on to our Halloween. Ooh.
That was a well-researched sound effect there, wasn't it?
That's all right, that is. So we've got a few things to talk about. Halloween, you know, Halloween's indeed. Always big at Autobright Directs, and there's always a few things that go down.
Would you like to rephrase that?
There is a few things that happen.
There's a few strange occurrences around it Halloween.
Every year, always something happens, something weird.
Yes.
So if I remember correctly, last year, Michael Myers was wandering around, you know, killing people and, you know, and that was quite...
Although he did buy some products at the end.
Yeah, well, yeah. Give him a discount as well, so that's, you know, that went down well.
Keep him sweet.
But yeah, there was various people killed, you know.
Yeah. I think it was, did Adam survive? Well, Adam talked him to death, didn't he?
Well, Adam sold him the products.
Yeah, right, right, isn't it?
He obviously wanted to get out of the building quick. So.
Quickly, yeah.
Did you die last year, Kev?
If I did, I wouldn't be here. But I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, but you might be a clone.
I think we've all been cloned about 10 different times over the years, haven't we?
I think we have.
Don't tend to fare too well when it comes to these Halloween occurrences.
Michael Myers hasn't been around, has he?
Or has he?
Or has he?
Or has he?
Who knows?
Who knows?
If you watch the video, then you will know.
You will know, yeah. So we've had some goings on recently as well, haven't we?
We have.
Lots of screaming. Yes. Lots of pain.
That's just a normal day, that, isn't it?
Lots of
pain and screaming.
Lots of agonising pain.
That's a conversation with Adam.
So yeah, it's been rather weird. Rather weird.
But good.
Are you scared, yeah?
Not quite.
No.
Are you slightly disturbed at all? Or was it apart from the normal?
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting in a room with you two, so.
Anyway. That's not nice, is it?
Anyway, so, yeah, so Michael Myers was around last year.
And he was.
Yeah, so scared everybody to death.
Literally.
Literally. But there has been a few things going on recently, haven't there?
There has.
Last few days.
Odd phone calls.
Yes.
Some very, very scary phone calls. Mm-hmm. Some noises, some screams.
What was that?
Seriously, what was that? I'm not even joking. What was that?
I am not pressing any buttons.
What the hell was that?
That definitely worked well.
Wow.
Well, that was unexpected.
I can put my hand on my heart. You did not touch any buttons there.
I have not touched anything. Anything.
Are you scared now?
I think I need a pair of underpants.
Dear.
Anyway, so wow. I think we should move on quickly because it's getting a bit freaky up here.
That was a bit.
It was. Anyway, I'm going to change the subject a little bit. Try to take your mind off there because I know you're worried.
Have you ruined your pants, Gav?
No, that's you.
That's your soup.
So, Auto Right Direct, we always come up with something special at Halloween, don't we? We theme each while we come up with a few products.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past few years, we've had some awesome products.
We've had the Trick and Treat Wax.
We did. We've had...
Last year's were good.
Yeah.
Ectoplasm shampoo.
Yeah. And we had the Purple Rain.
Which was...
That was green. Epic.
Yeah.
Green Purple Rain.
Green Purple Rain. Are you tapping, Dale?
No,
was that a ghost?
Well,
that's his knees knocking together now. He's scared, see?
So this year we've done something really special, haven't we? We bought a couple of products out, and to be honest, the work that have gone into to these two products, personally, I just think it's fantastic.
Yeah,
everything about these products, the way they look, what they are first, but the way they look, the labels, everything we've gone
theme
to
theme of them,
the theme,
the colour,
it's fantastic, yeah. Really, really good. Kev, do you want to kick off by explaining one?
So as we were saying, we've worked on a couple of special edition products for this year. One of those is a black shampoo. And we've not seen a black shampoo before.
We we used to do one years ago.
Mm-hmm. Opaque, was it?
That was like a matte shampoo. But no, I have not seen a black car shampoo in many, many years. So we bought one out.
It does look really good.
And it is black. It is jet black.
Yeah, it's jet black.
And that's plum fragrance as well.
Yeah.
Smells really nice.
So it smells like plums.
Actually, Dale, it smells like zombies plums.
So what, I was just bringing you on to what's it called, Kev?
It's called Zombie Blood.
Zombie Blood.
And it's got a really nice zombie motif on the label.
Yeah.
The label is fantastic.
Nice little zombie dude on there.
Zombie dude.
And we've gone sort of a little bit different this year with labels. We've gone with a new sandpaper effect on the labels, which makes the labels really nice and tactile. but the actual zombie himself is gloss.
So it, just, really
it highlights really well on the label.
Okay. So what's shampoo then, Kev? What's it compared to in the range?
What's it equivalent to?
Equivalent
it's to, yeah. Similar in dilution to Purple Velvet.
Yeah.
So it's a nice high gloss shampoo. Obviously, loads of lubrication, loads of suds. It's just really nice to use.
But it smells of plums.
Nice and fun, but it smells of plums.
Ooh. Nice.
Nice plums, though, not rancid zombie plums.
Zombie plums. something that really sticks out for me is the label. The label's just epic.
They look really good. Yeah. It's a really good process that we've done on these.
One of the best special edition products that we've ever done.
I think last year's labels were really good as well. But this year, yeah, I think we've
I like the colour, the black. Year. It's just it is jet black.
Jet black shampoo. It's mind blowing.
Yeah.
It really is. It's awesome. So the next one then is a go on, Dale.
Well, it's a QD.
It's QD.
Yeah. That's it.
Is that what you know?
So yeah, it's QD. I don't know what it's called, if I'm honest.
It's called,
come on, Dale.
Well, it was going to be called Scary Spice.
Right.
But we thought we might get in trouble. So we've called it Pumpkin Spice instead.
Nice.
So it's Pumpkin Spice QD.
So it's pumpkin flavoured then? I'm just pulling things out the hat here, Kev. Because I haven't been informed.
It's pumpkin fragrance, yeah. No, I wouldn't say flavoured. You don't want to be drinking it. But it's pumpkin fragrance. So yeah, if you like your spicy pumpkin latte things from
which I do.
Coffee shop you go.
I love pumpkin.
You love the smell of this one.
Yeah. So it's like that pumpkin colour, isn't it? That light.
It's like a light orangey yellow colour.
Tangerine-y, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again,
it smells really.
Yeah.
That pumpkin spice. It smells
amazing.
Pumpkin spice is really, obviously, it's really popular in Halloween.
Obviously, yeah.
And
it's an easy product to use because it's based on elegance.
It is.
So, spray and wipe, multi-purpose.
Yeah.
So cracking product.
If you love elegance, you can use it more or less everywhere.
Yeah. I love elegance. Got to be my favourite QD.
But
now we got rid of Rapid Revenge.
Just get that one in there. But probably the most favourite thing about this pumpkin spice QD is
the label.
It's the label.
Again, yeah.
It's the label.
We did come up with a really good one for this label, didn't we?
Mm.
And again, it's all to do with Scary Spice.
So, so we'll leave that.
We'll let you make your own interpretation, but we'll just say that the zombie character we created for this one.
Hopefully, you've seen it by now, and if you haven't,
and if you have, yeah, exactly, because
they're both limited,
and they are when this obviously
airs,
they won't be around
for much longer.
Exactly,
they won't. So you need to jump on this and purchase your products.
If you haven't seen them already, there's a bundle deal out there as well. So take a look at that.
Yeah, there is. Yep, and it's a very, very good value bundle deal.
It is. It's well worth buying the two.
Yeah, 100%.
Individually.
100%. So I'm really excited. Really excited for these two products. And we will
be
using them.
Do these products feature in the video that has been released? Ooh. If people haven't seen it already, obviously the video would have been out by now.
It would, yeah. And they are.
Cool.
And that video is awesome as well. We spent quite a bit of time filming that, didn't we?
Dale's not actually seen it as yet, have
I? I have not seen it, now.
I've seen it. I've seen bits.
By the time this goes out, I will have seen it, but I've not looked at the...
You'll love it, Dale. It's very...
I wanted to watch it
in its entirety.
I was going to see it, yeah.
Yeah, it's very... it's funny.
Yeah.
It's scary. And there's cheese dripping out of it from... everywhere.
Can't beat drippy cheese.
Cheese from every orifice.
I won't give too much away in case people haven't seen it, but is there a killing spree?
There is. Yeah, there is. There is a killing spree. Oh,
so if you want to see some AD staff members meet their maker, that's it.
Yeah.
Form an orderly queue.
Yeah. That's it. So yeah, I know the media team have been really busy.
Yeah,
filming this, and
they've done a really good job as well.
Yeah, coming up with this, so yeah, it's awesome. It really is probably one of our best.
Being part of the media team is a pretty good job though, because it means you always survive.
Yeah, the cameraman.
Yeah,
I think we should change that next year.
Yeah, because Adam last year he got away.
Survived.
He survived.
The year before that, I think he survived.
He survived.
He's a survivor, isn't he, Adam?
He was like a cockroach, isn't he?
So maybe next.
Well, he survived a nuclear explosion, won't he?
So maybe next year, then, we just chop him up and put him in the pit at the top of the warehouse. Because we have got a
we
pit.
We won't be here next year.
Yeah, we won't.
So we could chop him up before we go and leave him here.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, we'll just chop him and put him in the pit anyway.
I hope no one finds him.
Yeah, no, you're still talking to him.
He'd haunt you for the rest of your life,
wouldn't
he?
He'd come back as a zombie, wouldn't he, Adam?
He'd come back even more boring than he is now.
No, he'd haunt you and he'd be talking to you all night, every night.
That'd be your hell, wouldn't it? Yeah. He just sits there talking to you.
On the end of your bed. You wouldn't be scared. You'd just be like, really? Where's me gun? There you go.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to the video. And, guys, if you haven't seen the products, jump on our website and you can purchase them. It's a great price.
If there's any left.
If there's any left, that is, yeah. So, got a couple more things to go over.
Are we going to tell people how much they are?
Creaky door.
Are they going to go check it out?
No, go check it out. Yeah.
Is that because you've not brought the price with you?
No, we know.
But now we'll let everybody check it out and, read about the product.
And it's not just online, it's in store if you're local.
It is, yeah. So. So, we've got a couple more things to run over. Run through. So, we've got some scary stories.
Have we?
That we want to. Yeah, some scary stories and some scary facts.
God's sake.
That's epic, that is.
It's not.
But first, I'm going to go with it's that time again. And you know that time on every podcast.
What time?
What was that about?
So what time is it?
Well, it's that time. Usually it's talking pants, but it's not.
We didn't all jump in this time, did we?
Well, because you don't know what it's going to be. You see, it's not talking pants. It's this because it's Halloween. It's this time. It's talking your pants.
Can we say that?
Too late now.
We didn't do a not safe warning at the beginning of the podcast.
No, we didn't. So, talking your pants.
Okay.
We're not talking about night out blind drunk.
Oh, God damn it. I've got loads of stories about that.
I bet they're all from Burslem as well. Anyway, so this is talking shit your pants. So I want some scary stories, some scary facts that's going to put everybody on the edge of the seat and be scared.
Come on, Kev.
I've got quite a few.
Kev's got a book of stories there.
I'm not very good at reading stories. I'll start off with a couple of these. So these are things that I found while we were researching for the podcast. And they are just a couple of short sentences or paragraphs that are designed to give my notes back, to freak you out a little bit. So I'll read you this one first. So this is a quote that I found. And it says, I woke up to hear knocking on glass. At first, I thought it was from the window, until I heard it come from the mirror again.
Ooh.
It's quite freaky.
It is very.
That would be.
I thought that was just like...
Oh, Dale stole my notes.
I know.
I thought that was just a drunk on the outside of the window or something.
Knocking through your mirror. there's another one. There's nothing like the laughter of a baby, unless it's 1 a.m. and you're home alone.
them China dolls freak me out.
Oh yeah.
No, they don't. I hate them.
I couldn't tell when I'm sitting in the corner of your room.
Imagine trying to go to sleep at night and that's just sitting on a chair. Nope, that ain't happening.
What does freak you out when it's something to do with horror? What does scare you?
To be fair, for me, nothing. Like horror films, or I enjoy horror films.
I don't know, for me it's like evil kids or dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just not right, are they? Kids freak me out anyway.
So what it is Dale's frightened of something creepy that's going to be bigger than him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scary old jokes, Kev.
Boom, boom.
I'm just trying to think now what really scares me. I mean, films, we'll go on to films and men, but what?
It's normally someone grabbing his wallet.
It's usually sales.
It's usually what?
Sales.
Scale, scare me. I don't know. What scares me?
Airplanes
scare me.
I think people clowns is a big thing. Isn't it?
I think stuff like werewolves. I think
werewolves.
Yeah. Is that? I mean, we'll move on to movies, but film years ago, The American Werewolf in London.
Yeah,
that was good.
That scares me. Even now, really? That scares me. The subway, you know, the subway.
Yeah,
where he's obviously he's being chased by the werewolf in the subway. That scares me. Even now, it's like.
So when you go to New York and you get on the subways.
Subways. Jill won't go down subways.
No.
She don't like it. Like subways. Claustrophobia.
What about you, Kev? You must be scared of something. Nicole.
Yeah.
scared of the messies.
Really? No, the only thing that I don't like really is heights.
I haven't got
a supernatural fear, really. I mean, I don't like heights. I will go and do, I'll go and do a paranormal event or, it's. Doesn't really scare me.
Heights scare me.
Yeah, I mean, heights. To be honest, I think I'd like to see something. Do you know what I mean? I'd like to see something that would make me think, there is something there.
I've always said I don't believe in ghosts. I don't. But obviously, I would do if I saw something. And I would like to, just to, I've seen a ghost.
But then you would absolutely shit your pants.
Then I'd be,
But then no one would believe you anyway.
This is the other thing, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot of things you see, you go on YouTube and watch, I'm about Most Haunted. I've watched loads of them over the years. But you see things on YouTube now and you look and you think, that looks really convincing.
Mm.
But then you think, well, actually, in the day and age that we're in now, it would be really easy to fake. So even if you see something with your own eyes, could you actually believe it?
I'd like to. I like you, but until that day.
I mean, sometimes you get that sort of feeling, don't you, sometimes where you think someone's walking past or, you think you're being watched or something like that, but I've never actually seen anything. I've not actually physically seen anything that I would consider to be, somewhat like paranormal. Feelings, maybe, but not seen.
Okay. So what about films then? What's your scariest film you've ever seen? I've got two. I'm going to have to have two.
Well, it doesn't scare me now, but when I saw it when I was like, I don't know, I think I was about 12, it was Carrie.
Oh, Carrie?
It really freaked me out that day.
There was blood all over.
Yeah, blood all over at the end.
Yeah.
I was proper scared of that.
Yeah. I remember that. What about you?
When I was younger, probably Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot with that, isn't there? Poltergeist.
Poltergeist is a really freaky one.
Didn't the young girl die in it?
Yeah, I think so. Die. And The Exorcist as well.
I wasn't too bad with Exorcist.
When I first saw it, obviously when I was younger, because it was banned for quite a while, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When I first saw it when I was younger, it was quite freaky. Watching it now, you think, it's quite funny.
Mm.
But it's when you research further into it and find out what happened during the filming and how many of them died and, all that sort of stuff, you think... Maybe there was something a little bit too, maybe.
Omen was another one that freaked me out.
Don't think I've seen that one.
I haven't seen that.
That's
an old film, isn't it?
It might be late 70s, 80s.
Yeah, it's like, well, a lot of
the... I was young when I saw that.
A lot of the really good ones aren't they, 70s, 80s, like Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
That's a good film.
That's one that scared me.
And that, with
that's on my list. Yeah, the second one, The Possession, Amityville Horror 2, The Possession. Yeah. My pants.
See, there are quite some quite good newer horror films as well. Exorcism of Emily Rose is a good one.
They just don't make them like they used to. Then horror films now, they're just not like
they don't. That's because everyone's jaded now.
Yeah,
you've seen everything. There's nothing like back in the '70s or whatever. The Exorcist came out. That was like, what the hell's going on, sort of thing. Now. You've seen everything, haven't you?
Yeah, that's the thing, and it's everything.
So a good horror film is mainly suspense,
rather than gore. Good horror films these days are more based on true stories. That's what
makes them scary, isn't it?
Yeah, the gore and whatnot don't matter anymore. It doesn't bother you.
No,
the gore in horror films, it has the suspense,
and it's the build up, the music. I think the music makes horror films.
Yeah.
Does.
And they're just seeing a glimpse of something rather than it being like out and in your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to know what my other scary movie is?
Is it a scary movie?
No, it's not. I love them movies. It's not. It's actually a film called Dog Soldiers.
I've seen that.
I've heard of it, but I can't.
Seen that. It's a good film.
That's a brilliant film. Mm. Werewolves. Brilliant film.
On the family, like an army platoon.
The hot, yeah.
There's an army platoon in it, isn't there?
Yeah. There's the family living in that house.
Since I've seen that.
They go to the house at the end, try to get away from.
Yeah.
But I think the werewolves are a family, and they turn into werewolves. Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah, it's years since I've seen that.
Scares the crap out of me, that, that film does.
I'm going to have to watch that now.
So, I've got a few facts here, a couple of scary facts. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Hold on. So, two Scottish surgeons originally invented the chainsaw to assist childbirth.
Wow. What's that for?
Don't say it.
Shave the bush.
I knew that was coming.
That's it, we cancelled.
Yeah, that's it, gone. King Charles II drank alcohol mixed with pulverised human skulls.
What?
That's what it says here.
I wonder if Charles III has read that.
I bet that was like a cocktail called Skull Cracker or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, Skull Cracker, yeah. So masks at Halloween were initially worn to ward off evil spirits.
Talking of masks, can you take yours off, Kev?
No.
Oh, listen to this. There's a company that turns dead bodies into ocean reef.
What?
What?
Ocean reef.
Ocean
that,
reef.
That really is deadwood, isn't it?
Yep. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. That's what it says here.
So is that like, what, do they bury them at sea or...
I don't know.
Weigh them down and...
So Uncle Frank becomes Uncle Plank.
Oh, God, Dale. Jesus. Are you here all week?
I'm here all week.
So this is not a scary, it's not a scary fact, but it's a fact, Halloween fact. So the world's largest pumpkin weighed in at 1,054 kilograms.
Bloody hell.
That's basically an IBC.
Is it?
A product.
That's a heavy pumpkin.
Think of the pumpkin pie you can make out of that, Kev.
Or the pumpkin.
Pumpkin pie.
Or the pumpkin.
Have you had pumpkin pie?
No,
I haven't.
You know, when you're carving a pumpkin and it stinks and it's horrible.
That's
and
your
why
mission.
The hell would
when
you
when
eat
you're
it?
In America, try some pumpkin pie.
What, yeah, but have you seen what comes out of it?
It looks rank.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's like pulp, isn't it?
I ain't messing with that.
Yeah.
I should imagine it's a bit like sweet potato, though, isn't it?
Don't know.
I'm not a massive fan of sweet potato.
I love sweet potato fries. Don't you always upgrade?
No. Upgrade to sweet potato.
Yeah. It's a downgrade, that
it's
is.
It's a downgrade. Upgrade to dirty fries.
Dirty
yeah.
fries. Anyway. We're going to food.
Have you got anything,
though? I've got a little story where I've pinched off Kev.
Is this a quick one, Dale?
So this is a quick one, yeah.
So you printed one out earlier and you've pinched mine
anyway?
Yeah,
but mine's a bit lengthy, Kev. Yours is short. And that's how's the story.
Oh, boom, boom.
So, last night, a friend rushed me out of the house to catch a band that was playing at a local bar. After a few drinks, Kev realised he hadn't got his phone in his pocket. So, he checked the table where he was sitting, went to the bar, asked around, went to the toilets. After no luck, he used his friend's phone to call his own. I didn't know you got a friend, Kev. Anyway, I digress. So, after two rings, someone answered the phone and gave a raspy giggle, then hung up. They didn't answer again. Eventually, Kev gave up and wobbled off home after his few sherbets.
Although I've been inserted into the story.
Only to find, when he got to his bedroom, there was a phone on his bedside cabinet, and no one else was in.
Well, I hope you've ever been using it, been paying half the line rental.
That's all you'd be scared about,
using
Kev.
Using my phone.
Someone be using your phone. Yeah. Not actually someone's answered it, but no one's there.
You have to cleanse it and clean it after, Kev, might have COVID.
I just love COVID phone. I ended up in his story.
So, what about personal things? When have you ever been really scared? When have you actually your pants, as you say?
Wow. That's a really, really good question. Probably many times, but...
Just try and think off the top of your head.
Just try and think, yeah.
That was one he wasn't prepared for.
I think I've got one. I think it was... I lasted about a couple of days when my ex-girlfriend's boyfriend was after me.
Right.
And he went...
Was he a big lad?
Yeah, big, like 8 foot wide. And he went everywhere after me, basically. He... parked outside at work where I used to work and just...
So just harassed you?
Just sat there and, you know, I'm going to kill you when you come out. And, yeah, it was really bad. And wow. I went home and he followed me home. So I was living with my dad at that time. he just everywhere I went. I went to supermarket, he was there. He was yeah. But he never actually got me. Always managed to get away. And he just got bored after a bit and then that left me alone. But
you,
that was,
you were the one that got away?
Yeah, because he was a bit of a, I won't say the word, but he was a bit, you know, strange person. Some of the things he was sending on text messages and...
Wow.
Yeah, a bit rough that was.
You have text messages back then?
Yeah.
Carrier pigeon.
Cheeky sorry, it was early in the 2000s.
He used to send a rolled scroll with a wax seal.
With a printed or a painted finger on it in the middle.
That's one thing that sticks out
in my
memory, but I'm sure there's others. But
what about you, Kev?
Couple of things. there's two things that stick out. One was on a paranormal event, which, you know, I won't go into that one. The second one was not long after me and Nicole started seeing each other, I think, and we'd been at my mum and dad's house, and I was driving her home, and we'd been watching a horror film. I can't remember whether it's Signs with aliens in or something like that. And we were driving up through Bingland, and it was really, really foggy. And as we were driving along, we saw a figure in the middle of the road. It was a woman. And anyway, she just came out of nowhere and obviously really freaked us out. So as we went past her, I slowed down and saw there was a car that stopped, you know, to see what was up with this sort of thing. So anyway, we carried on. And then later on, on the same journey, we were driving down a country lane. And as we were driving along, there was just two... looked like balls hovering above the road. We're like, what the hell is that? Because it looked like eyes. And, you know, absolutely sort of shit yourself because you thought something in the road, alien or whatever. Turned out it was a frigging cow that escaped from the field. And because it was that foggy, you couldn't actually see it. You just saw the light reflecting off its eyes. So that was quite freaky.
So you basically shit your pants?
Yeah.
From a cow?
From a cow. I had a cow, man.
Cow man.
Go on, Dale, what about you?
Well, obviously, there's loads, isn't there? But like I say, one that comes to mind was here. It was one Saturday. I'd popped down the shop for something. Can't remember what it was. I can't even remember it was working. But there was a massive crash. And we honestly thought someone was breaking in through the roof.
Oh, is this?
Here, yeah. And like, it was like, yo, you go upstairs. No, we were all like, you go. Anyway, I ended up getting up, crapping my pants. And it was just some boxes that fell over. Just as some towels. I think the towels are, you know, they're soft and they start, the boxes had just collapsed and it toppled over, but it made such a crack. It did really seem as though someone had jumped through the roof.
Yeah. Because you walk down that warehouse.
Yeah.
And if you don't switch the lights on.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I've done it before when I've been locking up.
It was a Saturday as well, so there was only like three of us there. So you know, like the warehouse when no one's in it.
Yeah.
You hear all these little creaks and noises and honestly,
wind whistling through the roof as well. And I think the worst place was when we were at Fenton. If you should go in early in the morning or late at night, because the industrial state, there's no lights, was there?
Yeah.
It was pitch black.
Do you know, there's something, I mentioned something the other week, you know, when we used to work at, when we used to work at Bustanton. When we used to go in early, I forget who it was, I think it was me and John that were in like crack of dawn, 5 o'clock job. And we saw some, because we had the CCTV and we, you know, above the desk, and we looked up there, and there was something walking around out. Somebody walking around outside, and there was somebody at the glass door, like peering in, and you could see all this on. You know, but there was nobody who was coming in to work. It was just somebody peering in, and then they went. So I went out there, and there's nobody there. So whether it was
did you like, go out, or did you send John?
No, I went out. Yeah.
And the thing is, as well, for people who aren't familiar with where we used to be based, there's no walkways, there's no path going further on. We were at the end of like a dead end, weren't we?
So if you come around,
so anybody that was down there would have been down there, they wouldn't have been able to go anywhere apart from back the way they came.
So they come down there purposely. I reckon they saw the lights on, they thought, oh, I wonder if I can get in. But obviously, I mean, they had the ladder against the window with the face. When you look at the CCTV, you say, shit, who's that?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So
you shit your pants,
yeah,
plenty of on this afternoon.
There is. There is. So, you know Scream, the film?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All aware of Scream. Yeah. So Scream was inspired by actual events that took place in Gainesville, Florida, during the early 90s.
Mm. Is that where the Ghostface killer thing came from?
Where are you going on holiday?
Florida.
wonder if there'll be like a reunion.
Like a copycat.
Believe me, when we were walking around Florida, mate, Orlando, there'll be loads of Screams faces and Michael Myers and whatever coming up to you. And, like, and they are proper costume, do you know what I mean?
They look the part, don't they?
Yeah. And, yeah.
Speaking from sort of that point of view, that would be the best time. If you're going to kill somebody, that would be the best time.
Yeah, it would, yeah.
Halloween, when everyone's in costume and you can't identify who's who.
What did he look like, Michael Myers? And there's 300 of them.
Yeah. I've just thought of something, but I'm not going to say it on a podcast. It was a question, but I'm not going to say it. It's kind of really freaky. I'll tell you after. Anyway.
But everyone wants to know now.
Well, they can't. It's not podcast suitable. Well, I suppose it is. But we're really going into, you know, scariness and Halloween and, you know.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay.
So. Once you said it, we can both turn around and go, how dare you say that on the podcast?
If you wanted to kill somebody, how would you do it? Would you do it?
Me?
Yeah.
I'd use an ice pick. Well, a piece of ice.
Now, you know what? So it melts?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
See, I'm not going to incriminate myself. Just in case.
Is he wise? Yeah.
No, if I was going to do so, I'd ask Nicole. Because she knows everything about serial killers. Because she watches all these serial killer documentaries.
Yeah, Jill does as well.
She'd tell me the best way to do it.
I just go see Dexter.
And how to get rid of the body.
I just go see Dexter. He'll give me all the training. You haven't seen Dexter, have you?
No.
You need to see Dexter. It's brilliant. It's
too many episodes now.
Oh, it's great. Oh, he's finished now. That's it.
That's why you want to watch it from the beginning.
It's like Breaking Bad. I haven't seen that either.
What? Terrible. Shocking.
Yeah, he was watching Coronation Street, didn't he?
What? I don't even know what that is.
Everybody who lives in England knows what Coronation Street is. Don't lie.
Right, so they celebrated the first successful cryogenic freezing. He had no way of letting them know he was still conscious. Oh.
That's
I tell you what.
That's on the level with being buried alive.
Yeah, that's great,
I was just going to say, what is your biggest fear? And that's probably
buried alive.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear. Buried alive. That's horrible.
That's grim, isn't it?
Horrible. Or burning. No. Or drowning.
Well, burning, you pass out there pretty quick once from the pain. Oh, God. And you reckon drowning is actually, brain-wise, it's quite peaceful.
Well, why don't you try it, Kev?
No, you're all right. But no, buried alive would be
I'm guessing
horrendous.
Every person who's drowned wouldn't agree with that, Kev.
Probably not, no. But no, buried alive. Who knows? Or...
You know, it'd be really freaky, though, buried alive. You know when, years ago, they used to put like a bell, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah.
If you were walking through a graveyard and you heard the bell ringing, would you actually go dig someone up, see if they were still alive? Would you think, I'm doing that, I'm off.
If I heard anything in the graveyard, mate, I'm
I mean, if you research into it in, like, the Victorian times, yeah, they used to tie a bell to the toe when they were in the mortuary, didn't they? And a lot of times the bells would go off because rigor mortis sets in, muscles contract and stuff. But I also saw something years ago in a book, about Victorian funerals and where the burials and stuff. And a lot of the time they used to bury them, they used to put like a almost like a periscope in the coffin coming out of the ground so you could actually see and see if there was movement and so you could raise the alarm.
Nope.
Okay, so do you remember Poltergeist, the film?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a part in Poltergeist where they've got lots of corpses. I can't remember which one, but they're
it's been a long time since
I've read about this.
Whether they're on trolleys or something like that.
Were they in the mortuary or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were real.
Real, yeah.
Real corpses while they were filming.
Corpsing array, is it?
I wonder how much they got paid. bit of a dead-end job.
Boom.
He's on a roll today, isn't he?
Yes, isn't he?
Jesus.
Have I got anything else? I don't think I have, actually. Oh, yeah, I've got one. The film, A Nightmare on Elm Street, is based on a real...
Cracking film.
Love them films.
Based on a real story reported in the LA Times. A boy was terrified to go to sleep, and when he did, he died while screaming about a nightmare.
Mm. Freddy Krueger.
See, I wouldn't have thought that would have been the true part of that story, you know. I thought the true part would have been the fact that it was someone who had been harming kids and that the parents had, you know, killed them or whatever. Because that was part of that film, wasn't it? The parents hunted him down and killed him, didn't they? Burnt him.
I think I've only watched it once and it's not my favourite.
It's a cracking film.
I liked it, yeah.
No, not for me.
I think he plays Freddy really
the
well.
The first one was, and second one, but then it got a bit stupid.
Yeah, it got a bit stupid later on. When he was absorbing him and they were the faces were coming out of his chest and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
I'm done.
So that's the end of
talking your pants. Hey,
nice.
That was a good one.
Nice to have a different feature.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So that's it then, folks. I think we'll just do a round up. So products, our special Halloween products.
Yep.
So last chance to grab them while they're still around.
If they're still.
Before they vanish like a ghost.
In store and online.
Yeah, so it'd be good to give us your feedback on that, you know, if you do use them. Get some pictures and videos, etc.
That'd be really cool.
Tag us in and, you know, we'd love to see stuff like this, don't we?
Yep.
If you can get some, like, spooky pictures of the men, we'll put them on our website, surely.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I just love Halloween. Everything about Halloween is great, isn't it? I mean, the Americans have got Halloween absolutely spot on.
Let us know what you think of the video. Well,
yes, the video. You'll love the video.
And the shop decoration.
And if you're local and you've come down the shop, let us know what you think.
There's a few new members of staff in the shop, aren't we? For Halloween.
One's called Martin.
Yeah. Skinny Pete.
Skinny Pete, yeah.
We've got two of them, haven't we?
Yeah. Two Skinny Petes. One's enough. Have we got anything else that we want to say? I think that's it for this Halloween edition.
For the Halloween edition, we will be back. With more podcasts and more news and more things going on, because we've got a lot planned.
We've got a lot planned from now until Christmas, that's for sure.
Yep.
And then some.
And then a lot planned for next year and lots of plans.
Definitely. So stick with us and we look forward to talking to you on the next podcast.
Yeah.
Talking more pants.
We'll be back to talking pants.
It's certainly
when. Unsoiled pants.
It's certainly when talking your pants.
Yeah. Won't be long before we got talking Christmas jumpers.
Yeah.
Like Christmas pants.
Christmas pants. Christmas. No.
Woolly, itchy.
That's fair. Let's keep your bubbles safe. Go.
He's definitely on form today, isn't he?
Bubbles. Santa's sack. Any more? Before we go.
There's plenty of them to come.
Plenty. Right. Wow. All right. I'm going to end it. So thanks, Dale. Thanks, Kev.
Thank Mark.
You. And then we'll catch you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Tune in next time to the Autobrite Direct podcast. Because looks are everything. Because looks are everything. Get down.